You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to this hour of prayer. I am Mika. You are blessed, and we are choosing in this moment to abide in the presence of the Lord God. Heavenly Father, we need your presence. We're getting right into it. Heavenly Father, we need your presence. Heavenly Father, we need you. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Heavenly Father, we bow to you. Heavenly Father, we submit to you. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to you. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you in this moment. We thank you, oh God. We thank you in the place of the things that we take for granted. We thank you in the place of the things that we overlook. We thank you, oh God, for your presence even right now, oh God. We thank you for this place of refuge. We thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you that you are our fortress. We thank you that you are our help. We thank you that you are our salvation. We thank you that you are our strong tower. We thank you that you are our light. We thank you, oh God, that you are our strength. We thank you, oh God, that you are our song. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our victory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our peace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our hope. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our faith. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our restoration. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our help. We thank you, oh God, that you are our right now. Yes, God, you are our right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our healer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our provider. We thank you, oh God, that you, that you are our source. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our daily bread. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our living water. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our redeemer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our forgiver. Mm-hmm. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you, oh God, that we're able to come to you and confess to you, oh God, our sin. We thank you, oh God, that you are our liberty. We thank you for the liberty, oh God, in the freedom, in the place where we are bound and oppressed, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are our deliverer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our ki atabasandara bukuru sandiria. You are our resurrection. You are the resurrection. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for having a spirit to repent and not just more than just asking forgiveness for our missteps, oh God, and our imperfections, oh God, and in sin, in the iniquities and the transgressions, oh God, but more to repent, to change the way that we think, oh God, that true transformation comes from the place of the renewing of the mind, oh God. And so we thank you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are our Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving us. We receive that forgiveness, oh God. We receive the forgiveness. Let us operate in the forgiveness. Let us flow in the forgiveness. Wherever we were stuck and shut up in immobilized by unforgiveness, oh God, let your spirit wash and let us submit and surrender to the process of being resuscitated to the life that comes through forgiveness, that comes forth out of forgiveness. We thank you, O God. We turn our heads to you, O God. Return and set our eyes on you. Yes, taking our eyes off of the past, taking our eyes off of what happened or what didn't happen, and we're setting our eyes on you. You are, O God. You are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our great I am, and we thank you today. Great I am. We thank you today. I am that I am. Hallelujah. You are able to make a way out of no way. And we thank you today for making a way out of no way. As we exalt you, O God, Resa Katidia. We thank you, O God, for providing the path. We thank you, O God, for setting our feet on solid ground. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, rebasataraya, that though the righteous may fall, hallelujah, resaya, you pick us up, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, that you are delivering us out of all our troubles, out of all the trials, out of all in every afflicted place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for delivering. We thank you, O God, for delivering us from the emotional oppression, the physical oppression, the financial oppression. We thank you, O God, for your delivering power where we are bound. Hallelujah, Karabasaya, even mentally. God, we thank you for freedom. We thank you for liberty. We thank you, O God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. And we bless your mighty name. We thank you today, O God, that you are healing in the sick place. We thank you, O God, today for your spirit moving in the bedridden place and in causing mobility, O God, where there was immobility. I thank you, O God, for in the stagnant place, in the stuck place, that you are stirring, oh God, and creating an opening and creating a space, Lord God, where we can move, where we've been stuck and paralyzed, even emotionally, stuck and paralyzed mentally. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this day. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for sending your angels to minister to us. We thank you, oh God, for your comforting power. We thank you for your love overtaking us. Overtake our minds. Overtake our hearts. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Oh, overtake us, oh God. Overtake our way, oh God. Overtake us so much, oh God, that it alters the way that we speak and aligns us with you, oh God. Lord, overtake us that we're blinded by your love, oh God, and no more distracted. Hallelujah. By people or things that will cause us to keep stumbling, will cause us to continue to find ourselves hitting a wall or being in a stuck place and just like chained to a thing, chained to a situation, chained to a circumstance, chained to a wrongdoing. Chained to a letdown, chained to a disappointment, chained to a rejection. Oh no, God, I thank you for sending your angel, hallelujah, resa candidia, and waking us up from that place. Like Peter, the angel came and struck Peter to get up and rise up out of that bound place and walk. God, I thank you that you are causing us to rise up out of the bound place and walk, rise up out of the hurt place and walk, rise up out of the dejected place and walk, rise up out of the depressed place and walk, rise up out of the victim place and walk, rise up out of the why place and walk. Oh God, I thank you for awakening us. Awaken us to righteousness and walk the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh God, I thank you, hallelujah, for how you are awakening us to arise up out of the trauma place and walk, rise up out of the mistreated place and walk, rise up out of the jobless place and walk, rise up out of the lacking place and walk. Ah, hallelujah. Rebasaki andarayam. We could be lacking in hope, lacking in trust, lacking in energy, lacking in motivation, lacking in inspiration, lacking in encouragement. God, I thank you for causing us to rise up out of that rosoya depleted place and walk. Oh God, hallelujah. Resandarabaki. Today we say thank you, oh God. We say thank you because we trust that you are moving. It is our faith. We don't have to see it. Matter of fact, we don't see it. Matter of fact, it looks the opposite. But God, I thank you that you are moving on our behalf, answering our prayer, making a way out of no way, doing a new thing in and through us, for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you're setting keys in our hand, oh God. Ushatare bakandia. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that keys, oh God, keys even to, for some reason, I see to our heart that's unlocking and opening up that we can receive the new thing, receive the love, receive, oh God, in the fashion and the form that you're sending it in, oh God. Give us eyes to see that we need your eyes and we need your perspective because we may not miss, we may miss the opportunity because we don't recognize it, because it's not coming in the form, in the shape, in the box, in the package that we were thinking. God, I thank you that you use the foolish things to confound the wise. God, I thank you that you're taking the weak things of the world, hallelujah, to confound and challenge the strength of man and the strength of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you can take our little. Yes, God, you're known for taking the little. Hallelujah. And multiplying it, oh God. Yakandiria. And doing the supernatural, God. So we hand over our little. Oh God, we thank you for the little. Let us not despise. Hallelujah. Karabasaya. Rebasandi dihi andaya. Yes, God. Let us not despise the little, cast out and cast down and reject the little, oh God. Jesus, yes, Lord. Okay. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Let us start to appreciate, oh God, appreciate you in the little. Appreciate you for the little. Yes, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. For some reason, God is making me aware of like the penny. And the penny, we're quick to cast that out and be like, oh, I don't need that. And we just throw it. But let that be a value that registers to us, hallelujah, then we handle it differently. But what has God put in our hand and it looks like a penny and we are devaluing something that God gave us in seed form, Jesus, in a raw form, Jesus, in a low value form, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so today we say thank you in that place, and we thank you for those things, and we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Instead of and today, instead of talking about how overwhelmed we are and how tired we are, God, we stand in that place and we say thank you. We thank you, oh God. Some of the places of overwhelm that that at one place was a prayer, amen, like praying for a job, praying that God bless me with this job. And then we get the job and then we get overwhelmed by all the responsibility. And then we start to distance ourselves from the fact that this is an answered prayer. And so, God, we stand in that place and we say thank you. We stand in the place, oh God, where we can find ourselves complaining, oh God, and we say thank you. Thank you that you're able to handle. Thank you that you're able to fix. Thank you that you're able to resolve. Thank you that you're able to solve. Thank you that you're able to raise up a standard. Thank you that you're able to breathe on us and give us the energy. Breathe on us and give us the strength. Breathe on us, hallelujah, and give us the attitude. Breathe on us and lift our countenance. Breathe on us and give us the disposition. God, you're able to breathe on us. Breathe on the situation. Breathe, oh God, your breath of life. Breathe on the dead thing. Breathe, oh God, on the hopeless thing. Breathe, oh God, in that struggle place. Breathe your breath of life and quicken. Yes, God. Quicken. Life and life more abundantly. Breathe and cause a shift. Breathe, oh God, in reorder. Breathe and disrupt the chaos. Breathe, Gataya. Breathe, breathe, oh God, and speak a word, hallelujah, that disrupts the darkness, that disrupts, oh God, the emptiness, that disrupts the voidedness. Breathe, oh God, and speak a word to us today. Breathe, oh God, and speak a word of encouragement. Breathe and speak a word of faith, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Resanda bagadia. You are able, and so we say thank you. You are able, and we say thank you. In that stressed out place, God, breathe. Hallelujah. And help us to become aware even that you may shift in a way that will cause us to have a new yeshataya posture even to endure a thing. God, give us a spirit of endurance. God, give us a spirit of perseverance. God, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We thank you, O God, for not allowing us to faint. And I'm reminded of how the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew our strength, O God. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're not growing weary. Oh, God, we're not growing weary by the distractions of the enemy. We're not growing weary listening to the lies of Satan, but we rebuke them, bind them, and cast them to the pits of hell. Oh, God, we're not growing weary, and we're not fainting and dealing with the health issues. In fact, we speak, cover us with your blood. We thank you for your healing grace and counsel, sickness and disease, a spirit of infirmity. We rebuke you, bind you, and cast you to the pits of hell. God, you are able to do miracles in the place of our health. You are able. You are the cure. You are able to move in a terminal place. You are able, God. And so we stand and we say, thank you, God. We look to you. You are the report that we listen to. You are the report that we walk by. You are the report that we follow. You are the report. Hallelujah. What are the instructions from you, of your report, oh God? Make us aware, oh God. Make us in line. With it, Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for causing the scales to fall off of our eyes, giving us eyes to see, oh God, ears to hear, making us, oh God, not just hearers of the word, but even doers of the word of God. I thank you, oh God, that in this season and in this time, help us to not be so focused on the speck in another's eye, but let us deal with the plank in our own eye. Let us deal with us and trust you to see the change in the situation, the change in the person, the change in the environment, the change that we are so desiring. Let the change happen with us. Let the miracle happen with us. Oh God, yes, hallelujah. It's easy to identify in another what is wrong and what they do need to do to change. But God, let us be mindful of you and the change that you're asking us to make. A change to be more patient. A change to be more forgiving. A change to let it go. A change, hallelujah, to stop looking and dwelling in the past, but to look to me, saith the Lord, and dwell in me. Meditate on me, in my word. God, we take every thought captive, bringing it into the obedience of Christ. God, help us to stop rehearsing the wrongdoings of another, oh God, even the wrongdoings of ourselves, oh God, but cause us to rise up and walk and make a change, oh God, from that place. The freedom from that place, the forgiveness from that place. God, we say thank you in that place. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence right now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Breathe on us. Hallelujah. Give us a new song, oh God. Give us a new song, oh God. Give us a new song. Give us a new song, Heavenly Father. As we have endured wilderness, oh God, give us a song of promise. Hallelujah. Give us a song of milk and honey. Hallelujah. As we have endured and faced barrenness, give us a song of birth. Give us a song of life. Hallelujah. As we have endured and faced, oh God, and been in the grave place, dealing with dead things. Give us a song, oh God. Give us a song of your resurrecting power. Give us a song of life and life more abundantly. Give us a song of being loosed from the grave clothes. Give us a song, oh God, a song of new and a song of hope and a song of life and a song, hallelujah, of the impossible be impossible. Oh Lord, give us a song, hallelujah. Give us a song, oh God. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh God, give us joy. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that the peace that you give us is not like the world peace. So may we stop looking to the world to give us peace, and stop looking to people to give us peace, and stop looking to money to give us peace, and stop looking, hallelujah, to things to give us peace. But you, oh God, give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Give us a song of peace, O God. Give us a song of shalom, O God. Of nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. O God, give us a song. Hallelujah. Give us a song of hallelujah. Give us a song of thank you, Jesus. Give us a song, hallelujah, resaya, ukurubusia. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. A blind Bartimaeus cried out a song. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And it got your attention. Oh God, we want to get your attention. That you would deal with us and come and see about us in that blind place, in that begging place. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. We can be blind physically. We can be blind spiritually. We can be blind figuratively. We can be blind, hallelujah, resaya. In our heart, blind in our mind, blind in our hearing, yes, blind in our soul. God, cause us to see, cause us to see, cause us to see, oh God, cause us to see where we are blind, cause us to see, cause us to see where we are blinded by things, blinded up by what, by people, what, in the shortcomings of being human. Help us to see. Help us to see. Help us to see. Help us to see. Help us, oh God, to see. Help us to see when there's no evidence of what you're showing us and what you spoke to us on the earth in our life. Help us, oh God, to see. Give us vision, oh God. The Bible says that that we are able to perish in that place of no vision. Oh God, keep us from perishing. Give us vision to see. Hallelujah. Give us vision in that dark place that we have, even like night goggles, that we're able to see. I'm reminded as you led the children of Israel, a pillar of fire by night, that they needed the fire to see. You, Holy Spirit, you, we need you to see and to know which way to go. We thank you, oh God, that fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day was also their protection. We thank you for divine protection, oh God. Yes, you being with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. You were their protection from the fire. Oh, we need your fire. Set us on fire for you. Give us a passion for you, for your word, oh God, for your presence, oh God. I pray that you will be number one, that you will be the first one we run to, the first one we consult, the first one we respond to, the first one we listen to. Let us be influenced by you, Holy Spirit, filled with you, O God. filled with the Spirit. Give us an excellent spirit, O God. We ask for wisdom today, understanding today, revelation today, knowledge today. And as we ask, hallelujah, knowing that you hear us, knowing that this is your will for us, we say thank you. Thank you, O God, and we receive it. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we say thank you. Thank you for your presence in our homes. Thank you for your presence in our mind. Yes, we have the mind of Christ. I declare and decree that the mind of Christ is what we are operating out of, what we shall operate in. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for a sound mind. We come against headaches. We come against migraines. We come against double-mindedness. We come against attacks to the mind. We speak our mental health is healthy. Mm-hmm. We speak health to our mind, health to our mentality, health to our heart, health to our emotions, health to our soul, health to our body, health to our finances, health to our purpose. Oh, our purpose is healthy and ripe, karabusia, even ripe for the birthing, ripe for the blossoming, ripe for the bursting forth. I thank you, O God. We speak health to marriages, health to our relationships, health to our workships. Yes, health in the marketplace. Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now. Lord God, we love you right now. Lord God, we worship you right now. Oh, Lord God, you. Hallelujah. Reba kandia tarabasanda. You, oh God. May you be, hallelujah, our full-time job. May you be, hallelujah, our number one. May you be that which we seek and who we seek, hallelujah, unrelentingly, steadfastly. Let us be immovable by what you showed us, by what you told us. And God, for those of us who are wondering and curious and waiting to hear or not sure if we are hearing you correctly, Holy Spirit, I thank you for consuming the confusion. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for confidence in knowing that, oh, this is surely God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for visiting us and speaking to us in our dreams, giving us visions. Oh God, we thank you for the intimacy of our personal relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And that we know how you're communicating, and that we're spending more time. Spend more time. The answer is in spending more time. The answer and the clarity is in the spending more time. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for creating space in us making space and making room for you, oh God. Yes, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. I thank you for even this platform. We thank you for LA Talk Radio. We thank you for our prayer. We thank you for the the diligence in this place. We thank you that this is that purely and solely the hand of God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, again for making a way out of no way. We thank you for creating rivers in the desert places, streams in the wilderness places. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Rebokundia, for enlarging our tents and enlarging our territory. And we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for making us responsible. We thank you, O God, for giving us making us healthy in the area of being responsible. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for respecting time. Yes, you are Lord of time. Hallelujah. And time respects you. Hallelujah. Let us learn to respect time and respect even others' time. Yes, hallelujah. Rekandia, a respect in being on time. Let us walk in a place of respecting when we give someone a word and say, I'm going to do A, B, C, or D. Let us be respectful in to you in that place and keeping our word. And rebokondo, and although yes, we're not you, but it's known like, oh no, you keeping your word. Ah, God, thank you. Let not our words just fall to the ground and we're just careless in our words and have more empty promises than fulfilled promises. Hallelujah. Reba kandidi bigiondo urbukurusaya. Reba sandara bokorosundidi hiki andaraya. Reba sandara yarabosotoro yorobasakatia. Reba sat Tabogodia. Lord God, we say thank you. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for tending to our full selves, whole selves, mind, body, and soul self. We thank you for crowning us with glory and honor. We thank you for our new anointing, a fresh anointing, an anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. Oh God, we say thank you. Yes, let us have a let us be let our cup overflow with thank you. Let our cup overflow with gratefulness. Oh, cause our cup to overflow with respect. Cause our cup to overflow with gentleness. Cause our cup to overflow with love. Cause our cup to overflow, karasayam, with peace. Cause our cup to overflow with kindness. Ah, yekondorebosia, andarebayandiria. Cause our cup to overflow with meekness. Cause our cup to overflow with humility. Cause our cup to overflow with repentance. Cause our cup to overflow. Hallelujah, and even as we're speaking, that you will anoint our heads with oil, and our cup runneth over. We thank you for the runneth over blessing, the runneth over that even comes from the place of respecting the rest place. Some of us, Lord God, and we ask that you will forgive us for disrespecting the rest place, and not placing value on the rest place, and disregarding the rest place. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Let us honor the respect place. I mean, the rest place. Respect the rest place. Not overuse or abuse the rest place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But operate in the rest place and cherish the rest place and establish boundaries. boundaries in the rest place as you did and as you do. Hallelujah. There goes again that the value. There's a value in the rest place, in us being in a hustle bustle world, that in us being in a can't stop, won't stop world. Come on, somebody. God says, honor the Sabbath. God says, remember the Sabbath. Let us value that which God has given us in the rest place. I'm even feeling in my spirit that some of our answer and some of our way and instruction will come from the rest place. Oh Lord, the renewal in the rest place, in the simplicity of the rest place. Oh God, let us begin to respect and honor, and give us eyes to see and ears to hear in the simple place. Yes, yeah. In the simple place, in the simple things. Oh Lord, in the simple things, the simple things. Oh, let us be grateful in the simple things. Let us value the simple, the simplicities that you bless us with, the simplicities of life that we may be stepping on and discarding and throwing mud on, the simplicities of. Oh, Jesus, glory to your name. Glory to your name. And so we thank you for the simplicity of being in your presence. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We thank you for the simplicity of being able to seek you, the simplicity of being able to pray. Being able to pray. We thank you, oh God, for the simplicity of being able to call upon the name of the Lord. The simplicity of hearing and knowing that we serve a living God, the only living God. We thank you, O God, for answering. We thank you, O God, for answering. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Oh, Lord, thank you for your presence right now. Oh, some of us, we just let go of all of the cares and the requests and the petitions and the needs. And Lord, thank you for your presence right now. Thank you for your presence. Your presence is what we need. Your presence is what we long for. Your presence is what we fall into. Your presence is what we seek. Your presence is what we desire. Your presence, Lord, your presence is heaven to me. I think that's a song. Your presence. Is heaven to me. Yes, heaven on earth with your presence. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof. You sit high and look low. The heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. You have a 24/7 to this earth. Hallelujah. Your presence is heaven to me. We need your presence, oh God, everywhere we go. We need your presence in everything that we do. Your presence is heaven to me. We speak heaven on earth. We speak your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We speak that your presence is the miracle. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is the miracle. Your presence is the answer. Your presence is the sign. Your presence is the wonder. Your presence is heaven to us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your presence. Let us have your presence in this week. Your presence is heaven to us. Let your presence be. in our conversations. Let your presence be in our interactions. Let your presence go before us, leading us, a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. Your presence is heaven to us. Let your presence lead every decision. Let your presence be that which we follow, that which we are influenced by, inebriated. Yep, I said it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Full and overflowing, consumed with your presence. Your presence is heaven to us. Feel your presence in every room, wherever your presence. Your presence is heaven to us. We thank you and we bless your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.